WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest GOP presidential primary debate, it's on for tonight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
The debate will be the fifth one hosted by the Reagan Library, and CEO David Trulio tells the Salem Radio Network it's an ideal venue.
When President Reagan opened this institution back in 1991, he said he wanted it to be a dynamic intellectual forum where policymakers debate the future. So we welcome debate.
Seven White House candidates have qualified to be on the debate stage here this evening. Greg Clugston, Simi Valley, California.
U.S. Army Private Travis King, he sprinted into North Korea from South Korea a couple of months ago, is now reportedly back in American custody. A couple of unnamed officials say he was handed over to the U.S. in China. Earlier, the North said it would be expelling King, who faced military discipline in the States before he fled across the DMZ. The House overnight debated a package of stopgap bills to fund the government beyond a Saturday deadline, and House Speaker McCarthy remains optimistic about averting a partial government shutdown and maybe tying that to a more secure southern border.
It's easy. All the president has to do is say, you know what? As one of my fundamental jobs as the president of the United States is to secure a border.
So that's not
what that border is not secure. Secure that border, we'll be able to keep it all open and keep it all working.
The Senate has passed its own version of a short-term funding bill whose fate in the House is unclear should it come to a vote there. Retailer Target is closing 9 stores in 4 states. The retailer cites violence and theft as reasons for the pending closures. On Wall Street, the Dow 6 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Communist China's government accuses Taiwan's ruling party of seeking independence.
The accusation comes a day after Taiwan's president lobbied for Australia's support in joining a regional trade pact. China's Taiwan Affairs Office also said the recent Chinese military drills around Taiwan were held to combat what it called, quote, the arrogance of Taiwan independent separatist forces. China claims the island of Taiwan as its territory.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Iran claims to have successfully launched an imaging satellite. The state-run news agency reports the Nora 3 satellite had been put in orbit 280 miles above the Earth. There has been no confirmation from Western officials of the launch or of the satellite being placed in orbit. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years. The U.S. alleges Iran satellite launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution. News and analysis at townhall.com. As the holidays approach, it's a hiring bonanza at a major package delivery company.
UPS is planning to hire more than 100,000 workers and at higher pay than a year ago to help with the holiday rush. Seasonal package drivers will start with hourly pay of $23. Package handlers will get $21. UPS says it's got industry-leading pay, but the job market is still tight, and they're not sure how tough it'll be to find workers. Among the challenges, a shortage of younger people who have driver's licenses, making it harder to fill UPS driver's slots. UPS has streamlined the hiring process. They say most applicants can get a job offer within 20 minutes of filling out an online application. I'm Rita Foley.
British regulators have given the go-ahead to new oil and gas drilling at a site in the North Sea. Britain's Conservative government says it will create jobs and boost UK energy independence. Townhall.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. No parole for Taylor Shebusiness.
Saying her crime offends human decency and dignity, Brown County Judge Thomas Walsh on Tuesday sentenced the 25-year-old Shebusiness to life without the chance for extended supervision for the February 2022 murder and dismemberment of Shad Therrien in Green Bay.
When life is taken by from a person in the fashion that it was in this case, where the victim's remains are cut up and packaged in containers, it's difficult to identify a human nature in those activities.
Shebusiness was convicted in July with jurors rejecting an insanity plea. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man and a child are dead after a truck versus semi crash in southwest Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office reports a pickup crossed the center line and entered the path of the semi on Highway 11 in Gratiot. Driver of the pickup, identified as 27-year-old Jason Michael Richardson of Monroe, died at the scene. A child in the truck, whose name and age were not disclosed, was also killed. A 27-year-old Monroe woman in that pickup was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. There's no word on whether the 30-year-old semi-driver from Indiana was hurt. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined the Federal Trade Commission and 16 state attorneys general in suing Amazon. The suit alleges the online retail and technology company is a monopolist that uses a set of interlocking, anti-competitive, and unfair strategies to illegally maintain its monopoly power. The complaint alleges that Amazon violates the law not because it's big, but because it engages in a course of exclusionary conduct that prevents current competitors from growing and new competitors from emerging. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Transportation agencies in Minnesota and Wisconsin have unveiled location recommendations for replacement of the aging Blatnik Bridge, which is a major link between Duluth and Superior.
One significant change is that bridge traffic from Duluth will go directly onto U.S. Highway 53 in Superior rather than onto a local street. The plan is to begin the major portion of the project in 2026, construction likely to take 4 to 5 years. It is expected traffic will be detoured to the Bong Bridge further west for a significant portion of that time. Bill Werner reporting.
And the National Weather Service confirmed a Monday evening tornado in Greene County touched down. The agency says cell phone photos and videos clearly show a tornado occurring in a farm field between New Glarus and Belleville. Weather Service rated the tornado as an EFU. That means the strength of the tornado is unknown due to lack of damage from it. No severe weather warnings were in effect at the time of the Twister's touchdown. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
All right, more on Reality Radio. We're going to get our logger update during this homecoming week. Ileana Winter is joining us to update us. Ileana, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what are you dressed up as today, Ileana?
A soccer mom.
A soccer mom. So what does that consist of? Describe, give us a visual of the soccer mom.
So I'll kind of let you know what I'm wearing. So I'm wearing like tennis shoes, just like plain black pants, I don't even know how you'd describe it, like a long sleeve button up with a puffer vest over it, and then sunglasses, and my hair's up in a hair clip. So, you know, you think of, like, those moms that are, like, on the sidelines, like, screaming at their kids, like, oh, you got this. And, you know, the ones that carry around the big bags of snacks and stuff. So, yeah, that's basically what it is.
All about comfort. Yeah, it's a Saturday soccer game. Yeah, you betcha.
Yep.
All right, very good. All right, exciting week, homecoming week. Let's get people updated on what's happening here at Logger Camp.
For sure. I'll start off with our high school sports update and then end with a quick little school update. For volleyball, this past weekend, the varsity team hosted their home tournament, and our varsity team went undefeated. We played Rhinelander, Elko, Lakeland, Florence, and, of course, Prentice, which was the best competition of the day. Both teams each had won one game in the Prentice game, and we had to go to a third set that was supposed to end at 15, and the final score of the last game was 22-20 with the Loggers for the win. It was a great match. Definitely a lot of back and forth, which is tiring, but it's just, you know, it's nice to say that we've beat Prentice twice now.
Yeah.
Last night, the Loggers JV and varsity played Abbotsford at home. The JV had lost a pretty tough match against Abbotsford, and then the varsity won in all three sets. And right now, our varsity team has a chance for the conference title if and when we play Athens and beat them next week Tuesday.
Okay.
For football, this Friday at 7 is the homecoming game versus Northwood Solon Springs. And this will be a super fun game. I recommend coming and watching, even if you're not a Logger fan. It'll be such a fun game. The student section is going to be loud. I'm going to have a megaphone, so I'll be yelling quite a bit. You might see me if you come.
And the winner of this game has an inside track for the conference championship, too. So, yeah.
Yep. Super fun game afterwards, bonfire, and then the dance Saturday for homecoming. Also, for tomorrow, tennis plays Assumption at 4 p.m., and I believe this is senior night. Volleyball also had their senior night on Tuesday. Last night. Okay. Yep, we had our senior night last night. Sad, bittersweet, but, you know, it's always a good thing, you know. I mean, like, it's sad to say goodbye to a sport, but also at the same time, it's like you go through a lot with the sports and stuff, and it's a good bad thing.
yeah, exactly. All right.
For cross country, they traveled to Rosholt, the Trebs invite on Saturday, and 22 teams competed at this meet. The girls varsity included 8 teams ranked in the state, all 3 divisions. And the girls finished in 6th place overall, and in doing so beat all other Division III teams.
All right.
The boys' varsity field included 6 teams ranked in the state, and the boys finished 7th place overall. They defeated Pacelli, who was ranked ahead of them, as well as the rest of the Division III teams. The JV girls finished in 3rd, while the junior varsity boys finished in 7th. The Loggers cross-country team will compete at the 18-team Athens invite tomorrow. At 4:30 for the boys and the girls at 5:00.
All right.
And for school updates, just homecoming week. Last Friday we did door painting, hallway decorating, and now we did our coronation on Monday. Our king and queen of 2023 are Casey Egerbert and Levi Durr. That's king and queen. And then we'll do our pep assembly on Friday, and then the parade at 2:30. And then the homecoming game. So big fun week. I'll be sad when it's over, but it's always a fun, stressful time of the year.
All right. Enjoy it. Your final one as a senior, Ileana.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Thank you so much for taking the time to update us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ileana Winter. She not only plays on the Phillips volleyball team, obviously, but she's a senior at the Phillips School, and she is just a breath of fresh air, so much energy and joy there. And Ileana, we appreciate her updating us each week on what's happening at the Phillips School. We're going to talk a little bit about the SNAP program here in the state of Wisconsin and nationally. We're going to welcome in our guest, Carolina Schneider, in just a moment here. And we're going to talk about the YMCA also coming to Park Falls. And we'll get to all that here in just a moment.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit MarshfieldChildrens.org.
All right, 9:17 on Reality Radio. We're going to talk about the big YMCA coming to our area at 9:30. We'll talk to some folks involved with that. Right now, we're going to talk with Carolina Schneider, who is MSRD, a registered dietitian, known as Carolina, the Green RD. And we're going to talk about the Farm Bill's Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, providing some vital assistance to millions of disadvantaged Americans to ensure that all people have access to nutritious food. However, there are some crucial nutrition gaps that demand some attention from Congress, and that's what we're going to talk with Carolina about right now. Carolina, good morning to you. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So SNAP, we mentioned people kind of known as formerly as food stamps. It provides a great service to people in need all across the country. And now we have a farm bill that is a matter of concern, I guess. Why is that? Get us up to speed for those of us who aren't familiar with this, Carolina. I think we may have lost Carolina, who was on her cell phone. We'll see. We'll give her a second here to try to jump back with us, but I believe that she has dropped out. All right. We're going to wait for a call back on that. So we'll try that again in just a moment. How about that? Here on Reality Radio, we have Brewer baseball today. The Brewers have clinched. They have clinched the National League Central. It's over, and now the Cubs are just going to scramble to try to get into the playoffs. There's a chance the Cubs could come to Milwaukee to AmFam Field for the first playoff game next Tuesday. That is a possibility. The Brewers have guaranteed that they will get home games Tuesday, Wednesday, and if needed, on Thursday of next week. And we'll have those games for you right here. Now, there's a lot of playoff games going on, and I'm not sure what the schedule will be and what stations those will be on as far as watching them. Most likely not on Bally's, but we will have them for you right here no matter what happens with that. So I believe that we have Carolina back on the line here in just a moment. Right. Hang on. We'll get to Carolina in just a second here.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
All right, I believe we have Carolina back on the line here. Carolina, are you there?
Hi, Joe. I'm so sorry. Yes, the call dropped. I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now. So we did the intro for you and kind of talked a little bit about the SNAP program. So the Farm Bill is a big part of this, is a matter of concern. So get us up to speed, Carolina, on what the Farm Bill, the impact that this has on the SNAP program.
Absolutely, Joel. So the Farm Bill includes provisions for nutrition assistance programs such as SNAP, and it gets updated every 5 years, and it's up for revision now at the end of this year. So what, you know, I'm suggesting here, and I don't know if you mentioned this to your listeners, but, you know, SNAP benefits 40 million Americans in Wisconsin, where you guys are at. It's about 700,000, which is one in eight Wisconsin residents. And what's lacking in the SNAP program, a few things. So for those who don't know, the SNAP gives access to food, you know, both healthy and unhealthy foods. So one thing that I would, you know, urge Congress, as we are updating the Farm Bill, is to have more strict guidelines on what people can purchase, you know, with their SNAP benefits, because we want to prioritize wholesome, nutritious food. So when people have access to, you know, convenience store junk food, what we call it, you know, we're not doing them any favors when it comes to their health. And so another thing, too, that currently the SNAP program does not offer is access to vitamin supplementation. And as a dietitian and a health professional, I know that unfortunately there are some vitamins that we can't simply eat our way to adequate blood levels, one being vitamin D. So about 40% of us Americans are deficient in this important vitamin. And with, you know, the SNAP beneficiaries, they can't use their benefits to purchase vitamin supplementation. So if they have a deficiency, you know, they go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, you have really low levels of vitamin D, they unfortunately can't yet purchase that with their benefits. So, you know, I propose that we include vitamin D supplementation into the SNAP program so that millions of Americans have access, you know, at least they have the option to purchase that with their benefits.
Right. And it seems as though with this bill up, like you said, after its 5 years, that we're just trying to kind of fine tune this a little bit and kind of help those who are benefiting from this program to use this resource in the best way possible, right? You had talked about not wanting to use it on junk food and stuff like that and trying to get it to be for things that will really benefit these people nutritionally, right?
Absolutely, you're 100% correct. And, you know, what's great about the SNAP program is that there are many locations where people can use their benefits. You know, a few of them include local independent grocery stores and natural product stores. And most of us, you know, regardless of where we live, we have access to some sort of a independent grocer, you know, locally or natural store. And the benefit of shopping at those locations is that they prioritize local and, you know, fresh produce. So you have a locally sourced fruits and vegetables that, you know, depending on where you live, but these stores prioritize nutritious foods such as those. So it's a win-win if you're shopping at these independent grocers, because you're not only getting access to more nutritious foods, but you are supporting your local farmers and your, you know, your local economy. So that's one thing that people can do, Joel. And when it comes to the vitamin D, you know, people can currently take advantage of discount codes, you know, for a supplementation if they need it. But, you know, I'm working, you know, with this great nonprofit organization. They're called Organic and Natural Health Association. And they're doing the hard job for us of reaching out to Congress, which is actually much easier than people may think, you know, if you're interested in helping.
Okay. So, what are we waiting on here in Congress to make changes? I mean, what is there some resistance to this, or it seems like it's a pretty logical thing, doesn't it?
I would agree. I think the most important thing is to know that hopefully Congress is, you know, taking initiatives to support Americans, right? So I think it's more of a matter of raising awareness, Joel, versus, you know, whether there's a resistance or not. We don't know yet. I think we need to speak up and let Congress know that this is an issue. You know, as health professionals like myself, I think it's my job to also raise these concerns. And then hopefully, you know, Congress is in our favor to make changes that would benefit millions of Americans, Joel. And when it comes to the vitamin D, this wouldn't cost them anything additionally. It wouldn't cost the SNAP program anything extra. So in my eyes, it's a win-win. I think it's a matter of communicating that to Congress, bringing this to their attention, you know, which can be done quite easily from the comfort of your home. I just learned that, you can send a letter to your local Congress representative, which is really great. And this nonprofit that I mentioned earlier, they wrote the letter for us, raising this issue and explaining, you know, why this is important. And you can, you know, if you're interested in helping the millions of Americans who rely on SNAP, you can go to this nonprofit website. It's allforvitamind.org. And you can click on take action, put in your name, your zip code, and the letter will auto-populate. And you just click send. It takes about 3 minutes. So, Joe, that's one thing that, you know, we can do to communicate that message to Congress so that can hopefully, implement these changes that I truly believe are only for the best of, you know, all Americans.
All right. So when is this set to be renewed or taken action on? Do you know, Carolina?
Yeah, so originally it was supposed to be revised by the end of this month, September 30th, but it just got extended to December. So we have a little bit more time, which, you know, works in our favor to get as many people as we can to, you know, send the letters to their local Congress and hopefully get the word out there. So you can expect by December, the farm bill will be renewed. After that, we have to wait another 5 years.
Okay. All right, some good information, Carolina. We thank you for taking time to join us. Many people benefit from the SNAP program, and this would be, obviously, I think it looks like sounds like a great addition to it. You being a registered dietitian and such.
Thank you so much for hosting this platform.
Yeah, all right, Carolina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Carolina Schneider joining us with some good information on that, on the SNAP program. It's 9:28. We'll talk about YMCA of the Northwoods here in just a moment.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Freeflow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through the huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more during the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
I look forward to having Big G on the air tomorrow from noon to 2 over there at Leisure City. It is 9:30. Let's get you updated on what's going on with the future YMCA here in Park Falls. We're all very excited about this, and we've got Linda May, who is the CEO of YMCA of the Northwoods, joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Linda, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we had a meeting last week, kind of a kickoff of talking about some of the capital raising and such for the YMCA. So let's talk a little bit about that part of it. First of all, kind of the first step of getting this thing rolling, right?
It's been in step for about 3 years now.
We've been stepping, yeah.
Yes, and now we're excited to talk about launching the public campaign.
Okay.
So about 80% of the project has been raised, and now we're looking for the remaining 20. And so we're asking the public to join in and build their YMCA, which is an incredible charity, and will transform this community.
All right. So So let's talk about the facility itself. It's going to be right here on Highway 13, right? From what I understand.
Right on the main corridor, right on the site of the old City Hall. Yeah. And so it will be highly accessible to the entire Highway 13 corridor.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have a date that we're going to get this thing going, or is it kind of pending on the rest of the Capitol, or where are we at with that stage of it?
Where we're at is we're hoping that the community, and we believe that the community can invest $2.5 million. That will create an outstanding YMCA for the residents and transform lives. And we're looking at, once we raise that, we would probably be looking at breaking ground in May of 2024.
Okay. All right. So how can people help? How can they be a part of this, Linda?
It's hard to explain what a Y can do if you've not had a Y, first of all. And so I would like to just say that When people come in, we have programming from Pampers to Grampers. And when they come in, it's based on their income. And we're working on helping your health. We work on recognize you and being connected. The need of this organization and this building of the branch came out of the need of the scarcity of childcare and the need to have a place to gather seniors to get together when they retire and be recognized. And so we need the public's help in donating, and they can do that by going to Forward Bank, or there is a link that connects onto Park Falls YMCA Facebook page or YMCA of the Northwoods website.
I would guess a facility like this is probably, and you've, I'm sure, seen success with this, is a stepping stone for a lot of communities where it takes them to once the facility is there, like you said, the child care is in, a better place for seniors to be, and it kind of vaults the community after that into some wonderful things, I would guess, right?
Yes, a lot of people don't understand, it's a charity, and so when a YMCA comes in, if you're unemployed, you come in for free. If you are part of chronic disease prevention or rehab, your membership is gifted. If you're low income, the price is placed on your income level. And when you come in, it's a place for families to spend time together, teens to have a safe place to be. It transforms a community. But greater is that we look at the greatest need of the communities that are around it and customize that delivery.
Yeah.
It changed the face of Rhinelander when it was placed there. In addition, it encourages businesses to come.
Yeah.
And settle in the community. It really uplifts a community, and the YMCA is there for its residents.
And it seems like it's more. See, when I was a kid, YMCA in Eau Claire.
Okay? Oh, lovely.
So we're talking late 70s, yes. And we would have a yearly lock-in where we would go there at 7 or 8 at night, and then our parents would say, all right, we're free of you for 12 to 14 hours. They would pick us up at like 8 or 9 the next morning. We'd have an overnight lock-in, and that was... It was back then a very rare place to go to have a safe haven, and there were gyms in there. I mean, it was a play place for the kids. And I know that YMCAs have changed a lot since then, but kind of haven't too, because it is still that kind of place too, isn't it?
It's always that place. I grew up learning to swim.
Yeah.
On Sundays with my family. And I learned to throw my first basketball. You have memories of the Y as a child.
Yeah.
It's the same. But we would just do it more to say, again, what is your need? And let us help you through it. Are we positioned to lift you up? And we are. And I think that a Y would be incredible for Park Falls and for all the communities along this corridor. Frankly.
Yeah. So if folks are interested in supporting this financially, Forward Bank is a place to take care of that. And we're looking at May of 2024, hopefully, to get things rolling with this. And for those who don't know what a YMCA is, it's a small town up here. Some people are just like, well, I've heard of a YMCA. What the heck is it? I mean, it's a place, like you said, you described it, to gather But more than that, it's a place for physical well-being too, wellness and stuff like that. And each one is kind of customized to each community, and that's what will happen here, right?
If you've seen one Y, you've seen one Y. It's yeah. not a franchise.
yeah.
You know, what we had discovered, especially during the time in the pandemic, that senior depression went up from 10% to 40%. And the importance and wellness of just someone knowing your name mm-hmm. and welcoming you through a door. And I think that's probably the greatest gift of a Y is we see you and we meet you with grace where you are and we'll lift you up to that next point.
Yeah, very cool. Is there a place people can go on the web to kind of see the YMCAs and what it's all about? What's a good place?
Yes. So if you go into the YMCA of the Northwoods, so we're the sister branch okay. that would launch Park Falls. You'll see all the information there. Plus, there's a dedicated page for Park Falls YMCA with all the designs and questions nice. And frequently asked questions. So all that information lives there.
Yeah. All
but right. I do believe that we can have this community build the YMCA they deserve.
All right, very good. So check it out on the web if you want more information. Some very good information. Very excited. I know the city. Anybody I've mentioned to it, I said, yeah, you're the Y coming. I said, yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be nice.
It will be
that'll
cool.
That'll be cool. Right yes. in the middle of the city is going to be an awesome thing. So if you want to get involved, Forward Bank is a good place to go down and get that started financially because it's got to happen. It's nonprofit. You got to have little bucks to make it roll. So we're going to finish that up, and we're going to get this thing rolling, right?
Wonderful.
All right, Linda, thank you so much for
My
coming
pleasure.
In.
My pleasure. Thank you for
look,
having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, look forward to having you back in as the beginning of it next year continue. Looms, I guess, in May, we hope. It's 9:37 on Reality Radio.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income every month guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor. Secure Future utilizes an indexed annuity tied to growth in the U.S. stock market, but without any risk of loss ever. That's right. No matter what happens in the market, your investment can never decline. Down years, you're insured against any losses. Boom years, your retirement account grows exponentially to increase your worth. Whether the market is up or down, Secure Future Investor can set you up with guaranteed money for life income. It's the difference between thinking you have enough money to retire and knowing you're getting that retirement check every single month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Over 40 years old? Call now. 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 51. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday, with daytime highs approaching 72. 77 Saturday. Another look at the short range, a high of 64 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Yeah.
Classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. Dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you want to do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Song is called Mind on You. It's by George, and I don't even know. He's so new, I'm not even sure how to say his last name. B-I-R-G-E. George, what do you think, Austin? George Burge?
Probably Burge or something like that.
Burge.
Sounds like a country name.
Sounds like the name of a fancy dessert that could be criticized by your friend online. Is there any more on that? Or not?
There was none. Okay. There's no more yet. If I find any more, I'm going to screenshot them, though.
All right. So go on our 98Q Facebook page. It should be one of the first things there. Give a name to the little fellow there. And on Friday, we will give away a $25 gift certificate to Silly Goose Island Sports, a leftover prize from one of our contests. So go on there. Name them. We've only have one person that's named them so far. And good thing we didn't leave politics out of it. So that's on there. Thanks, Larry. So we learned today that a little potato head guy, a little funny hat guy, can be named anything. We learned how to shame desserts today. What else did we learn today, Austin?
Learned about ducks from Carl.
We learned about ducks, that they're very elusive, that they're not very social. They seem to just run away, unlike the geese, who apparently like to chase us around. We learned a little bit about the SNAP program. We learned about the YMCA of the Northwoods. All right, I'm exhausted. I need a nap. We'll see you on Friday, right?
Absolutely.
Austin will be back in. I'll be back in tomorrow. We got John St. John in next. Brewer Baseball later today at 6:40.
What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck Event this Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Freeflow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with specialty event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through their huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more. During the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Right, before we get out of here and turn it over to John St. John, birthday wishes to Mary Fite, who is celebrating a 96th birthday today. Fabulous. Mary Fite, if you see her, if you know her, happy 96th birthday to you today, Mary.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers held a pair of walkthroughs on Tuesday. They're only on field work between Sunday's win over the Saints and Thursday night's home matchup against the division rival Lions. Just when it looked like the Packers couldn't afford to lose any more players to injury, good news spread like wildfire in the locker room. Christian Watson said the plan for him was to return to the lineup for the first time this season. When did he know?
Today. But I mean, I feel like it'll still be a day-to-day thing in terms of, you know, just still trying to get to a point where
I feel as good as I can going into it.
And then moments later, Whiteout Romeo Dobbs said Aaron Jones would also be back. Later, Matt LaFleur didn't confirm that news, but said Jones' hamstring is trending in the right direction.
We'll see tomorrow. We'll see how he's feeling tomorrow. But, you know, I'd say cautiously optimistic.
I'll have more after this.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Tomorrow night's matchup against the Lions, one of two Thursday games for the Packers this season. The second also in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day.
I got no say-so in it. They just tell us when and where to play, and we do the best to get our team prepared. And there's not a lot of sleep that goes on, but it's the same for both teams. So it is what it is, and we'll embrace it.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers and Lions tomorrow from Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.